broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from the Peterson Event Center atop Cardiac Hill in the Oakland section of Pittsburgh. Tonight, here on the WJPA Sports Network, it's the WPIL 6A Girls Basketball Championship. Number one, Canna McMillan, against number two, Norwin. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Welcome into the Visit Greene County pregame show. Tom Drakely beside me with Terry Hazel producing in our downtown Washington studios, with a big hand to Jacob Knisner as well. Canna McMillan has never been here before. This is the Big Mac's first ever WPIL basketball championship game appearance. Norwin making a third straight trip, winning in 2024 before losing to Upper St. Clair in last year's game. Ava Christopher and Liz Jarosik saw considerable playing time in that game. Christopher scoring 11 points in the loss, but she is coming back from knee injury that hampered her play this year. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, by Washington and Jefferson College, and by Visit Greene County. Also by Slovenian Savings and Loan, by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, by CNX Dreamfields, and by the Hernberger Insurance Agency. Coverage also brought to you by the Washington County Real Estate Expo, by Washington Financial Bank, and by Cameron Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. More on the Visit Greene County pregame show coming your way next here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Girls 6A bracket, number one, Canna McMillan coming across the top, 37-24 win against Mount Lebanon, then beat Seneca Valley 47-42 in the semis. For the Norwin Knights, who would have been the number one had they not lost at home to the Big Macs, Norwin with a 57-42 win against Hempfield in the opening round, and then handled number three Upper St. Clair 46-28. Upper St. Clair, by the way, went on to win the third place game 50-39, and will head to the state tournament. Back to the Peterson Event Center on WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Peterson Event Center. Liv Ross of the Big Mac singing our national anthem.
Bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets spread forth, the bombs burst in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
free. Liv Ross of the Canaming Nolan Big Macs with our national anthem. Norwin looking for its fourth WPIL basketball girls championship in the finals for the third straight year. Canada McMillan making a first ever finals appearance. Obviously have never won a WPIL title. Starting lineups and tip-off when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Starting lineups being introduced here to the Pete. Let me get my starting lineup partner, Tom Drakely, in here. Coach, really electric atmosphere, plenty of empty seats here at the Pete, but pretty electric.
Oh, it is. It's very electric and big contingent from the Canada McMillan side, and hopefully that will help these girls relax. This You know, there are going to be some nerves early in this game, Bob, and the thing they're going to have to do is settle in to what they want to do, and there are some keys to this game. Number one, they have got to keep them out of the paint. This team's quick. They like to drive it, and they love to shoot the three-point shot, which means you've got to contest it, make it difficult for them. But most importantly, you have to block out tonight and get that rebound. If they can settle in and not be overwhelmed with the situation, who knows?
Norwin here for the third time. Obviously, the girls that saw playing time in that two previous appearances is very helpful. Ava Christopher had 11 points for the Knights in the loss last year to Upper St. Clair.
Well, they're a very good team, Bob. I had a chance to watch them play on two occasions. They moved the ball well. They played great defense. You know, and the calling card for Ken McMillan all year has been their defense, and it was stifling in their last game. So they're going to have to go in there with the attitude that they've got to stop Norwin, and if they can do that, they can come out victorious.
Madison Clair, Sam Miller, Lauren Barella, Faye Saunders, Brooke Stanton on the floor for the Big Macs, Kylie Rodkey, Annie Frazier, Elizabeth Jarosik, Ava Christopher, and Aubrey Graney, the starters for Norwin. Big Macs control the tip. Man-to-man defense. Stepping out of the lane is Barella to the corner for a three. It's up and good for Sam Miller.
And that's such a big basket for Sam Miller, who has not shot the ball well.
Ball out of bounds on the near side. Little bump there by Madison Clair, but play on's the call. And Kylie Rodkey, to get her balance with the ball in hand, stepped out of bounds.
She did. What a way to start the game for Cannon McMillan. Even though they've never been here, I don't think they're overwhelmed by this moment, Bob.
Barella works her way across the timeline. Big Max with a PIAA playoff trip a year ago. Ball into the perimeter, three ball in flight, back-to-back trays for Sam Miller.
I love to see that because I know she's a quality shooter.
Cannon back in the second meeting between the two, stormed out through three quarters, had a big lead, but then almost lost it in the fourth.
Yeah, they did, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, it was interesting. Each team won on the opposing team's floor, so there's really not that, quote, home court advantage. And in this game today, Big Mac's off to a great start.
Not quite a minute gone. 6-0 Canamac tie-up. Ball loose on the floor and end up with a tie-up, first of the game. Possession arrow, Norwin. Christopher with the knee brace on that left knee. Dribble drive, left hand up and good. Aubrey Graney.
Yeah, nice drive by Graney. Good use of the left hand there, Bob.
Across the timeline comes Barella, heading to West Liberty next year. Graney picks her up. Ball to the right side to Clair. Man-to-man Norwin defense. Top of the key, it's Saunders. Deal to the left. Stanton. And now off to Barella. Using a screen, but Saunders doesn't hold that ball to Stanton. She can't get in the circle. Saunders on the dribble. Kick it to the far corner, or to the near corner. Barella will bring it back out. Stanton. Get it to Madison Clair. Back into the corner. Stanton on a drive. Gets it into the paint. Took a bump shot. Partially blocked. Play on.
Yeah, I thought that was a foul for sure. I don't know how they missed that one.
Well, again, that's about the same bump that happened down here that the Big Macs took a turnover.
Yeah,
so
yeah, consistency.
Sam Miller rebounds a miss by the Knights. Barella hit. Shot won't go. Contact. And a foul is called this time. And a couple of free throws coming for the Big Macs. 5:51 to play opening quarter. 6-2 Canamac. Back on WJPA in just a moment.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Foul on Aubrey Graney, her first. Lauren Barella hits one of two on that trip to the line. 7-2 Big Macs. Norwin gets set up in front court. Hand off from Annie Frazier to Graney. Has the only points for Norwin. Dribbles in traffic, and Saunders took it away.
Great job by Saunders. the Cannon McMillan team does such a good job helping one another defensively.
Claire to Stanton, corner three, rims out, rebound, putback attempt by Miller, won't go. Tie up, and now we're going to get a foul call. Good job there by the officials. A legitimate battle on the ball, and no quick whistle that you often see in girls basketball, but a foul called on Faye Saunders.
Thought they might call that proverbial jump ball, but that was a good call. Got her across the arm.
Never got it tied up, and so therefore no whistle. Oftentimes we've talked about that. Nice crossover drive by Christopher. Shot blocked down low by Madison Clare. Big Macs have three players, 5'10 or taller. Dribble drive, shot off the window, won't go. And Christopher guilty of her first foul, team second. And Clare will go to the line to shoot two. When we come right back.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Claire hits the first, misses the second, but gets her own rebound, and then misses a putback attempt. Shot off balance, off the window, Nina Obardo with a bucket.
Yeah, you can't let them get ahead of steam because they're very good at the little runners and getting to the rim. Got to keep them on the outside of that paint.
Obardo, the first substitution of the game. Claire has Barella with her on the right side. Claire looked at a three, didn't take it. Stanton will, wide left. Rebound off Saunders' hands. She'll go to the floor, try to get the loose ball. Scramble, and out come the Knights, 2-on-2. Obardo deals it back. Christopher puts a three up well short. Rebound, Graney. Her shot spins out, won't go. And a rebound cleared by Saunders.
Rebounding is such a pivotal part of this game tonight.
Behind everybody, Stanton, pass from Barella, score it.
What a great look by Barella that time. Kept her eyes down court.
10-4 Big Macs, halfway through the opening quarter. Graney on the dribble, trying to get into the paint. Lob it near side. Obardo for three, off the window, won't go. Rebound cleared by Barella. Barella trying to split the double team. Scoop it up, off the iron, rolls out, no good. Rebound grabbed by Jurosic.
They pushed it down. That was a good shot.
On the left wing, it's Christopher, guarded by Stanton. Kick it back out, Graney, top of the key, into the circle. Forced out, great interior defense there. Pass, Jurosic off the window, can't get it to go, and a rebound cleared by Sam Miller for Cannon McMillan. 3:20 to play, first quarter, 10-4, Cannon Mack in the lead. Saunders on the dribble, got to the elbow, feed it off to Claire, and now the handoff to Miller. Bring it to Saunders. Put it on the deck. Spins one way, then the other. Kick it out. Stanton fakes a three. Drives. Pulls up. Shot partially blocked. Play on's the call. Jurosic with the rebound. Loose ball and a pushing foul called. And I think the Knights are going to get caught. Graney, I think, is going to get the foul. It is. Second foul on Graney. Third in the quarter.
Great steal by Sam Miller that time. Anticipation.
Giannikas and Brzeski check in for Norwin.
Really?
2:55 to play first quarter. Big Mac's ball at the baseline, sorry.
Very impressed with the Big Mac defense so far, Bob. They're doing exactly what they have to do.
Saunders ran into her, a teammate. Ball to the far corner. Barella for three off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound kept alive by Stanton. Double teamed in the corner. Feed it down low, and we got a whistle in the corner and a pushing foul called against Norwin. Four fouls on the Knights here in the opening period. This one on Lennon Brzeski. Baseline throw in for the Big Macs. 2:44 to play in the first. 10-4, Cannon McMillan with the lead. Inbound feed to Miller. Into the paint to Saunders. Takes it back out. Finds Barella. Cut off at the elbow. Knocked. Took a little bump. Fumbled the ball. Now cross court. Saunders, three ball in flight. Perfect.
Wow. Off to a great shooting from the three-point line. That's the third one for the Big Macs.
13-4, Cannon McMillan, 2:20 to play in our opening period. Great to have you along at the Peterson Event Center. First of two games on the WJPA Sports Network. Brzezinski on the dribble, spun back around, looking for help, and a walk along the sideline or side of the lane. Brzezinski ran out of space and time.
When I talked to Coach Fontana, he was talking specifically about when we shoot threes, we better not be behind the blue line.
Inbound feed goes to Barella, and now Stanton to help out. Get it to Claire. Everybody else clears out, leaving Brzezinski at the midcourt line to pick her up. Claire starts from midcourt. Ball off her knee, controlled by Obarto. Up the floor. Stanton tried to force her wide shot. Rolls off the back of the rim. Now Obarto trapped behind. Nice tic-tac-toe. Bucket won't go. The lay-in missed by Madison Claire.
Great passing.
Christopher ahead, trying to get by Stanton. Obarto for three from the corner. Short rebound cleared by Stanton. 90 seconds to play in the first quarter. 13-4 Big Macs. Barella and an illegal screen called on Brooke Stanton. She wasn't really setting a screen. She just ran the defender over.
Yeah, the defense baited her into that one, Bob. I don't agree with that call, but that's the way it was. But the defense did a good job of convincing the official that time that she was run over.
Jackie DeMarinis into the game. Knights now 8 deep.
They'll play a lot of players. They all do the same thing. They shoot the basketball and drive it.
Juliana Giannikis brings it near side. Drive by Brzezinski. Got it into the paint. Out to Obarto for three. Hits it.
Three by Mia Obarto.
13-7 Big Macs. And apparently going to get a warning. Yep, a warning on Norwin for knocking the ball after the basket.
Well, you see how big that offensive foul was. It took possession away from Kanemak, and it gave an opportunity for Norwin, and they knocked down the three. Little plays, Bob, make the difference.
Pressure by the Knights, and the Big Macs try to break that. Long pass into traffic. Gets through to Stanton. Cutter Barella forced wide, and going to be an out-of-bounds call.
Oh, boy. Bad turnover.
55 seconds to play on our first. 13-7. Big Macs with the lead. Kanemak led 6-0, 8-2, and 13-4, but now in danger of being sucked back into a one-score game. Early on the dribble, Brzezinski tried to feed it down low to Obarto, and that pass went right to Stanton. Barella across the timeline. Give it back to Saunders. Battle for the loose ball, and it's going to be a blocking foul. And this might be on Obarto, and it'll be shots for the Big Macs. No, foul on the Big Macs. Faye Saunders called for the foul. Her second. And Saunders trying to get an explanation from Miletotis Constantine.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't see that one.
Scramble for the loose ball, and Saunders called for the foul.
I don't like it. I didn't think that was a foul.
30 seconds to play. A lot of contact has been allowed. Crossover by Obarto. Took a bump. Shot too strong. Rebound. Christopher tried to get it. Ball tipped and knocked out of bounds by the Knights. By the way, Izzy Bobitsky checked in with Saunders sitting with her second foul. Big Macs get it in. Stanton. And now Barella sprints across the midcourt line. Picks it up. Pressure behind. Ball to Claire. Jump to the far side. Miller. And now Stanton. 3 seconds to go. Stanton, long three-pointer off the back of the rim. Won't go. End of one. Kenna McMillan, 13. Norwin, 7. Second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network. When we come right back.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Kenna McMillan will start the second quarter with the basketball and with a six-point lead.
And Faye Saunders with two fouls will stay on the bench, Bob. And that's important because she is so big on their offense and defensive sets. So the sophomore Izzy Babitsky has to do a number out there.
Bardo covers Barella right away into the corner. And Bardo reaches in at the piece of the ball against Claire. Big Mac's control. Lob inside. Claire tries to feed it back out. Ball goes to Stanton. Reverse. Take it across. Double dribble.
Defensively, Norwin. Very handsy. They use their hands. I mean, and if they're going to let that go, you got to do the same thing on the other end.
So the Big Mac's possession arrow to start with the ball, but turn it over. Ava Christopher on the dribble, forced wide and deep, and the shot blocked out of bounds by Claire.
And complaining to the official that she got fouled. And the official did not want to hear it. I think you have to be very careful that you don't over-complain.
Thank you. Yeah. Official Constantine getting the earful from both sides. Christopher dribbles. Obardo, long range three. It's short. And a foul going over the back is Annie Frazier.
Well, that was a great box out that time by Samantha Miller. And that's what they have to do every possession. They have to block out. Now, here comes some pressure that they got to handle.
Ball to Stanton and back to Barella. Obardo couldn't cut her off. Claire takes it, goes inside. Shot partially blocked, but the Big Macs get it back. Baseline jumper. Stanton hits it for two.
From the way, Brooks Stanton.
15-7, Canamac. A minute gone. Second quarter. Knights cross the timeline on into the corner. It's Obardo. Double team. Picks it up. Finds help in Giannikas. Working across to the far side. Frazier. Frazier on the dribble. Cannot get in the lane. Trying to back her way down. Forced wide. Stanton blocks it. Barella controls it. Leaves Obardo in the wake. Barella, kick, pump fake by Miller, cut off at the baseline. Barella gets it inside to Stanton, kick it back out to Claire. Far side, Bobitsky travel. It's too big of a hurry.
Well, that's always a problem. You know, you need to just slow yourself down a little bit, make the fake, but keep that pivot foot still. She was trying to execute a shot fake and would have been the right move to do, Bob, but got caught dragging the pivot foot.
6:25 to play, first half, 15-7. Big Macs have never trailed. Giannikas, Obardo, and now Christopher. Stanton screened off. Christopher for three off the rim. Rebound taken away by Jurosic. Goes up. She is fouled. And I believe Stanton going to get tagged with the foul. 6:10 to play, first half, 15-7. Big Macs, we're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Stanton called for the foul. Jurosik misses both foul shots, but Christopher rebounds the miss, and the Big Macs called for another foul. This one on Babitski, and Christopher will go to the line to shoot a couple. Ava Christopher, 11 in the championship a year ago, averaging 11 points a game, 70% free throw shooter. First one good. 15-8 Big Macs, 6:07 to play.
Big Macs in some foul trouble here, Bob. That has me concerned.
Second shot spins all the way around and drops out. Big Macs turn it over on the rebound.
Taking it away, Juliana Janikas.
Janikas with the bucket. The Big Macs tried to save it at that end. So now 15-10. What was 7 is dropped to 5. Claire in traffic, and she is fouled, blocking foul. Second on the Knights in the quarter.
Knights foul, number one, Juliana Janikas.
Janikas called for her first, and again, team second. Baseline throw in for the Big Macs. Haven't had one bucket in about 5 minutes. Three ball, air ball. Babitski goes and gets the rebound, trying to wrap it around through traffic. Ball knocked loose, scramble for it. The Knights have it. Ahead to Obardo. Barella defends that. Off the window, waved the bucket off. Charging foul against Obardo.
Boy, that was a great, great defensive stance. Lauren Barella, great job, Bob, on the charge.
Tim Hammond, official on the call. Brian Brzeski asking for an explanation. And again, the pressure by the Knights. Inbound to Barella. Obardo tries to cut her off. Barella jumps it ahead. First touch there for Bella Urso. Underneath to Claire for the lay-in.
Yeah, that's excellent pass by Urso. Fresh off the bench.
Obardo picks up dribble, finds Christopher cutting into the paint, now to the corner to Brzeski and a travel call.
Well, she looked like she was going to pass the basketball, and then I thought she was dribbling, and she didn't do either, and turnover.
Kanamak wants a timeout. 5:16 to play. First half, 17-10 Big Macs. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. At halftime, we'll run down the scores of the 10 WPIL championships that are in the books and take a peek ahead to what some of that means come next Friday and Saturday. John Fontana using his first timeout. The Big Macs get on the floor. Liv Ross on the floor, sang the national anthem, now touches the basketball.
And she did a beautiful job, too.
Claire looks that way, feeds to Ross with the mismatched shoes, I think. I'll have to see the inside of the left to see. Hack across the arm there. Sam Miller keeps possession of the ball. Ball goes up top to Barella. Goes down the lane, scoop it, won't go. Rebound Ross, tries to go back up. Ball stripped, lost out of bounds by Norwin.
Well, the Big Mac, they're testing their depth right now. They've got a couple of substitutes in the game and a little bit of foul trouble with two of their starters, Bob. It's going to be significant to keep this lead for them.
Inbound to Ross, baseline, simple shot up and in.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's the bench stepping up. Olivia Ross knocking down the little 15-footer.
Saw Graham Papp Ron, who umpired at the Pony League World Series a number of times. Canamac up 19-10. Big Macs matching their biggest lead. Ball goes to the corner and around. Now Obardo on the drive. The floater in the paint off the window won't go. Rebound, put back, rolls in and out. All kind of box out going on, and Ross gets the loose ball under Jurosik miss. Big Macs 2-on-2. Urso deals to the far side. Miller corrals, gets it to Claire. Knocked out of her hands, trying to feed it across, and Claire called for a travel.
I don't know about that,
It was a travel, but did she get pushed into traveling? A lot of contact.
Yes, indeed. But it is a travel.
Because the official said it was.
Yes, it was. They never change their calls, do they?
4 minutes to play in the half. Canamac up 19-10 on Norwin. Ball comes near side. It's Christopher. Put on the deck. Give and go. Jurosik off the window and in.
Yeah, it's a nice little set. They ran with the little screen. Roll to the basket. Jurosik knocks down the little runner.
First points for Jurosik in the game. Lob to the baseline. Goes to Ross. She's right on the three-point line. Drive. Kick it across the paint to Urso. Ball knocked loose. Scramble for it. Loose ball. Big Macs pull it out of there. Cross the lane path. Dangerous pass there again by Urso. And a ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. But almost a couple of turnovers by Urso there.
Whew.
Big Macs save the possession.
Coach Fontana said, Bella, Bella, relax.
3:22 to play. First half, 19-12. Macs plus 7. Tough handoff. Good job to fight through the screen by Janikas and almost knocked that ball completely loose. It's Urso, cross court, get it to Ross. Looking to entry pass, gets it to Perella. Triple teamed in there, ball knocked loose again. And diving play, Ross fights out of it. And we're going to travel call on Ross for gaining an advantage by advancing her position while on the floor.
Returning for Norway.
Roll over. You roll over with the ball, that's traveling.
But did she roll over, Bob?
She did. She turned and got it, rotated her hips over.
I thought she kind of just sat back.
A lot of contact as she was getting possession. We saw a call on that earlier and didn't get this one this time. 2:50 to play, first half. Christopher takes it into the lane. Knights trying to get back to within five, maybe four. Three ball, straight on, deep, won't go. Jurosik rebounds, puts it on the deck, feed it across, and a bucket for Christopher.
Ava Christopher.
19-14.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I wouldn't put my starters back in and take a couple chances with them on the offensive end.
Ross to the corner. Line drive, three ball is good.
Boy, I tell you what, Sam Miller knocking down the trays tonight, 3 for 3.
Christopher held up and a foul called on the Big Macs, and Christopher's going to go to the line to shoot a couple. A foul on Bella Urso, I think that's why you don't put the bigs back in there.
Well, again, though, she was able to get inside, Bob. That's something that you're trying to prevent. You don't want him in the paint.
Christopher good at the foul line. 22-15, Canamac by 7.
Good minutes, though, from Bella Urso for the Big Macs.
She'll sit. Babitsky checks back into the game. Christopher's second free throw goes off the rim, and a rebound grabbed by Sam Miller. Man-to-man. Claire takes the feed ahead across the timeline. And now to Barella. Obardo out on her. Ross in the left wing. Hand off to Barella. Pick it up top. Babitsky looked at a three, didn't take it, took it in the lane, and she is held up and called. A foul is called, and I think Babitsky going to go to the line to shoot. This one on Ava Christopher. So Christopher and Graney each with two fouls. Fourth team foul.
But the difference here is they're staying in the game, Bob.
Babitsky, three bounces off the iron and out. Shot no good.
For the Big Macs.
Canamac up 22-15. Second shot due in flight, wide left. Ross tips the rebound toward the baseline, trying to get there to save it to somebody, and the ball loose and last touch by Canamac. .151 to play in the half. 22-15 Canamac-McMillan. Big Macs plus 7. pretty much in this 5-7-9 range. But Norwin trying to change that. Graney with two fouls. Got right by Claire, took it down low, and dribbled the ball out of bounds. She's begging for a foul.
Yeah, but she initiated the contact there, and they've been very consistent with that call tonight. They are not giving them anything. You've got to earn everything you get.
Janikas checks back in. Big Mac's defensive baseline inbound. Obardo working against Barella. Ball ahead to Babitski. Has help across the line. It's Ross. Give it back to Babitski. Down the lane, up with the left hand. That won't go. Rebound. Put back Claire.
I'll tell you what. Madison Claire. Just so impressed with her as a player. Great second effort.
24-15 through traffic. Ball knocked loose and going to be a foul on the floor. And Liv Ross going to get tagged with this one, reaching in across the legs. First foul on Ross. Three now on Cannon McMillan. Baseline, they say four. I apologize. Yep, that is four. My apologies. Inbound nearly stolen, but Christopher keeps it. Claire got one hand on it, but couldn't get the second.
Yeah, I thought that she was going to watch a back cut here.
Christopher to the hoop, pulls the shot short. Claire hassles that. Rebound for Claire on the miss. Got to fight through this. Ball comes near side.
Got to be strong with the basketball tonight.
Barella across the timeline to the free throw line. Three ball far side. Miller misses that. Rebound. Grab. Controlled by Barella. Hit the bottom of the backboard going up. And it's going to be ruled Canamac ball.
And there was a lot of contact on that particular shot, too. Holy cow. Well, you're in for a football game here tonight. Lots of contact.
What do you get when you cross WPIO and WWE? 6A girls championship.
I tell you what, though, they're consistent with both sides, and you know it, so you adjust as a player.
Miller, side of the lane, get it to Barella. Kick it back out. Miller for three again. It's good.
She's feeling it.
Miller,
holy cow, Sam Miller.
27-15, Big Max plus 12. 30 seconds to play in the half. Across the timeline, Ava Christopher. Again, just back, coming back from a serious knee injury.
Wearing a big knee brace too, Bob.
She and Jurosic, a lot of experience in last year's championship game. High screen, Jurosic got wide and got away with that. 10 seconds to play in the half. Ball to the far corner. Giannikas looks at the clock, circles, steps back to a three ball. Off the rim, tipped back by Jurosic. Tipped around again, loose ball, and the Big Macs will survive without further scoring. Cannon McMillan, 27. Norwin, 15. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back to the Peterson Event Center. We're at the half. Chance for the teams to catch their breath. Chance for the old-timers at the broadcast booth to catch our breath as well. And we'll get back to our game in a moment. I will tell you, 27-15, Canamac plus 12 at intermission. Here are your scores. Let's start, first of all, in the girls. 5A, South Fayette wins their fourth title in 5 years. Beat Thomas Jefferson 57-38, a game we had for you last night on the WJPA Sports Network. Earlier today, number 2 Oakland Catholic, a 51-44 win against the top seed Blackhawk Cougars. Number 1 Shadyside Academy won the 3A title, 57-40 victory against Greensburg Central Catholic. In 2A girls earlier today, number 1 Neshanic rallied from a halftime deficit to beat Winchester Thurston 60-51. And in the 1A girls, Sarah Catholic 47, Geibel 46. How about Geibel playing with six players? On the boys' side, last night, Upper St. Clair scored late to beat Newcastle 52-51. 5A boys coming up tonight. The 3A boys this afternoon, Aliquippa 65, South Allegheny 54, a rematch of last year's WPIL championship and PIAA West final. In the 4A boys, Knock, the 3 seed, a winner over number 1 Quaker Valley 48-35. Number 2 Sewickley Academy over the top seeded Jeanette Jayhawks 52-38. And we got things started with the Neighborhood Academy beating Sarah Catholic, the 1 over the 6, 60-48. We'll have more from the Peterson Events Center on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Ken and Mack with a 12-point lead. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me. Coach Saunders sat late in the first and didn't play the second, and Stanton sat early in the second and didn't play the rest of the way.
And I'm going to give an awful lot of credit to a couple of people, especially those subs that came into the game, and they literally held the fort down and continued to guard. The most important thing they could have done was handle the ball well and played great defense, and I think they did both of those. Bob, I'm looking at the shooting percentages right now. Cannon McMillan, 45% from three. Samantha Miller banged four threes in that first half, has her confidence sky high. They held Norwin to 25% shooting. That's defense, and that's the difference of the game right now.
If Cannon Mack shoots 45% from the floor, you can't beat him.
You're not going to beat him. You're not going to beat him. I really think the key for them this second half, Bob, they must maintain that intense defensive pressure in the half court. They do such a good job switching in the path of the dribbler, and the bigs will be back out there, and they are so good in help and rotation. And right now, Cannon McMillan's got it working.
Check the scoring in the ballgame. Big Macs lead 27-15 here at the break, led 13-7 in the first, and outscored Norwin 14-8 in the second. But I will be quick to remind you that back on February 2nd on Groundhog Day, the Big Macs led by as much as 14 early in the fourth and then had to hang on for dear life to get the win. Not only did it give them the section championship outright, but put them in the number one seed, which brings them here today wearing the home whites. 12 points for Sam Miller, leading all scorers. Madison Clare has 5. Brooks Stanton with 4. 3 for Faye Saunders. two for Olivia Ross, and one for Lauren Barella. Big Max just 2 of 6 at the free throw line in the first half. Norwin also 2 of 6 at the stripe. They're led by Nia Obarto. 5 points all in the first quarter. Ava Christopher with 4 all in the second. 2 apiece then for Juliana Giannikas, Elizabeth Jurosic, and Aubrey Graney. Big Macs are back on the floor. Knights coming back out shortly. We'll get you ready for the second half when we come back at intermission. Cannon McMillan 27, Norwin 15. You're listening to the WPIL 6A Girls Basketball Championship on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Here's what this game means. The winner will play at home against District 3 8th place finisher Governor Mifflin. The loser will travel to District 6 to take on champion Altoona. Other action on, and those that game will, whichever it is, will be on Friday. Also Friday, 2A girls, Chartiers Houston will play at either Keystone or Kane, the loser of that District 9 championship. For Cherry girls, will play at the winner of the Kennedy Catholic Wilmington District 10 title game. And Burgettstown, we know, will now play Neshanic, the WPIL champion. Those all on Friday, along with the Ringgold boys going to District 3 champion West York. Saturday, Peters Township girls will go to District 3 third place Susquehannock. Trinity girls will go to District 6 champion Hollidaysburg. And the Jeff Morgan boys will travel into District 9 to play the winner of the Clarion Red Bank Valley District 9 championship game. I tell you what, I have Norwin ball.
I know.
I have Norwin ball. Yeah, I don't think this is right. It should be Norwin ball. Yeah, it's there was only one tie-up. Canamac won the tip. Then there was one held ball, and then start of the second quarter was Cannon Mac ball. This should be Norwin ball. There was not a held ball in the second quarter.
I think they're giving it to Cannon McMillan.
Cannon Mac scorekeeper agrees with me. The official book says it's Cannon Mac ball, but that's, I tell you, we are all in agreement. That's not correct. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they made a blown a mistake there.
Well, Big Max will take that,
yeah,
no question.
Absolutely.
You get an extra possession. Claire on the drive, kick back out. Stanton, long three off.
Oh, she made
it. Kind of plugs at the back and drops home.
My goodness, the three-point line has been kind.
Knights quickly up the floor. Jurosic feeds it around the perimeter. Annie Frazier and kind of quiet for the Knights. Christopher with the ball now on the dribble. Big Max doing a nice job keeping her under wraps.
Great
steal. Goes down low, steal by Burrell on the bounce pass from Rodkey. Kick into the corner. Saunders, take it out. Sam Miller works it around. Stanton on the outside the arc to Barella. Cuts, got an opening. Too strong with the left hand. Rebound, Claire off the window and in.
Madison Claire.
By Madison Claire.
32-15, Big Max. And again, the Knights quickly in front side. Jurosik, Graney with the ball now, sending people through. Christopher goes through. Graney gets a screen from Christopher, steps back to the three-point line, get the ball to Christopher, double screen, ball out eventually to Frazier, her drive, and bounce pass in traffic, tipped away, Barella ends up with it. I think Stanton got that hand in there. Claire, nice ball fake, take it into the paint, on the rim and in.
My goodness.
Claire.
They got to get a timeout down on the Norwin side.
34-15, Max plus 19. Christopher's shot high off the window won't go. And a rebound grabbed by Miller. And the Big Max throw it away, actually.
Well, she got fouled. How can you not call that?
Well, no call made and timeout for Norwin. 6:12 to play, third quarter. Canamax 34, Norwin 15. Norwin. Back in just a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions. Ones that cater to the unique needs of businesses like Countryside Deli. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Big Max, get the ball to start the third and sprint out with the 7-0 run to start over the first 2 minutes.
Yeah, they've done an outstanding job. They're making shots, Bob, and they're knocking threes down. And, boy, that really helps your offense.
Norwin gets the ball as the Big Max fumbled that out of bounds. And now on the weave, Graney gets to the low block. Fodor off the back of the iron, tipped around, scramble for it. Claire is pulled down. She'll feed it out, and we're going to get a foul call, a hit to the head against Norwin. And that foul called on Aubrey Graney is her third.
Three new players coming in for Norwin now.
Well, and actually, these three that are coming in, Giannikas, Obardo, and Brzeski, were part of help keeping Norwin within reach there.
They did. They did a nice job in that second quarter, Bob.
Yeah, I mentioned Rodkey Frazier pretty quiet. And then, of course, Graney with the hand check foul going to be called on Brzeski. You may have heard Coach John Fontana about that.
Screaming about the hand check.
Big Max are going to inbound right here at the hash mark in front of us. Brooke Stanton with that three ball to start this quarter. Barella takes the inbound. There was no possession, so therefore no backcourt.
That's correct.
She tipped it but did not possess it and went to get it. Claire has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. It goes to the seats.
Started to drive the right lane. Nothing there. She needed to pull that ball back outside. You don't need to rush things now, Bob, if you're Canamac. Continue to run your offense and get good shots. Take care of the basketball. Shot selection is very important. Got to get it in.
They do. Side of the lane. The ball tipped, and it's going to be touched by Obardo, so it'll be Big Mac ball on the far sideline now.
It seems like every time the official blows the whistle, there's like a breath. You're not sure if they made the correct call.
This time they get it in with a lot more ease. Ball to Stanton, now to Claire. She and Stanton go back and forth across the top of the key. Drive, push deep, pass across the paint is picked off by Giannikas.
And that's what you don't need, Bob. You don't need those kinds of plays.
Jurosik tries to feed a pass through the low block, and that's tipped out of bounds by the Big Max.
if I'm Cannon McMillan, I'll move that basketball until I get the shot I want. You do not need to rush things.
34-15, Max plus 19. More than doubling up the Knights. Entry to Jurosik, ball knocked loose and stolen by Sam Miller.
They have done such a good job with the defensive end tonight. It's so impressive.
Barella catch, deal to the corner, three ball, it's off the rim. Saunders, who didn't play much in the first half because of foul trouble, gets that rebound. Now go to Stanton and Barella, avoids a double team. Stanton for three, wide left off the front of the rim. Obardo with the rebound, out 2-on-2. Claire trying to help out. Obardo goes to the hoop, missed the shot, and fouled after. Going to be ruled in the process, but knocked to the floor.
Yeah, did not need to foul her there. She had a tough angle on that shot, Bob. That would have been a difficult make.
And Stanton picks up her third foul.
Got to be smart.
On the line, Nia Obardo.
Obardo at the line to shoot two. First one spoons out, no good. Starts down, hit the back, the front, flopped out.
I got Norwin 2 for 7 from the line, Bob.
Big Macs are only 2 of 6.
Yeah, not a whole lot better.
Obardo hits 1 of 2. And the Knights, first point now in 5 minutes and change. They pulled to within 22-15 with 2:15 to play in the first half and had not scored again. Big Macs had a 12-0 run, ended with that free throw make. Canamac patient. Barella gets it to Saunders. Back out Stanton for three, straight on. Short. Rebound won't go. Shot won't go. Brzezeski rebounds. Up ahead the far side. Christopher going into the paint. Kick it back out. That denied by Miller. Knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, great hands by Miller. But here, Bob, I'm going to make a comment. You don't fall in love with the three-point shot. Do not fall in love with it. You've made them. You've got a nice lead. Be patient.
Timeout. Norwin, 4:22 to play. Third quarter. Cannon McMillan, 34. Norwin, 16. Back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Brian Brzezeski using his second timeout and doing it less than 2 minutes apart.
Well, he's trying to do anything he can to rally his troops a little bit, get a set play here, see if they can get a quick score and get their press on. Canamac continue to guard like they've been doing. They'll be in great shape. Shot selection, though, is pivotal.
34-16, Big Macs. Obardo takes the inbound, gives it to Christopher, guarded by Barella. Near side, catch and shoot. Giannikas hits a three.
And you knew it was going to go in, Bob. You just knew it.
34-19, Max lead is 15, which is three better than they went to the locker room, and 4 minutes gone out of the second half. Barella hassled by Obardo. Bounce pass to the hoop, feed it across. Claire catch, get out front shot, hit the iron on the way up. Jurosik may have gotten a piece of it. Stanton has three fouls, got to be careful there.
Boy, she has to be.
Three ball in flight, Brzezeski, that's good. This is what the Knights do. Timeout, Cannon McMillan. 3:39 to play. Third quarter, 34-22. Big Macs plus 12. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
So here's where we are. The Big Mac started on a 7-0 run. Norwin has answered with a 7-0 run. 3:39 to play in the third. Canamac with the exact same 12-point lead they had at intermission and 4.5 minutes gone off the clock.
Well, again, as I've said, you don't fall in love with that three-point shot. You take good care of the basketball. Watch the trap. There you go.
Stanton deals left side. Miller's three is short. Rebound tipped around, and Saunders gets it at the baseline. And the ball going to be belong to the Big Macs in the corner.
Well, when Saunders got the ball, she was fouled across the arm. There was no call, and there was some debate as to who hit the ball out of bounds. Saunders may have touched that last, Bob.
Big Macs get it into Saunders. Traffic clear. She'll dribble to the corner. Give it off right in front of us to Claire. Cutter in the paint. It's Miller high off the glass. Shot won't go. Jurosik rebounds, and Saunders picks up her third foul.
Yeah, that's not a good foul, and we missed a point-blank layup there, Bob.
Big Macs foul, number 33, Faye Saunders. That's her third.
She's going to have to play smart. You cannot pick up another foul. And they've got to contain these shooters. They've got to get back out contesting shooters.
3:15 to play, third quarter. Big Macs haven't scored now in over 3 minutes. At the time, they had built a 19-point lead. Obardo to Giannikas, get in the paint, kick it out. Brzezinski for three, good.
Unbelievable, Bob. Unbelievable.
Brzezinski for three.
Big Macs get across the timeline. Saunders with the ball. Give it off to Stan.
Goodness.
The pass thrown away. Loose ball saved by the Big Macs, but no, they're going to say Miller stepped on the midcourt line.
I thought the ball was tapped. I thought it was legal play. If the ball is touched by the defense, Bob, not a legal play?
Well, she got it before she went into the backcourt, though. She possessed it before, and then when she stepped, the ruling was she stepped on the line.
Right.
I'm not sure she did. We'll not get a look at that. Big Mac's lead is trimmed to 9.
That was an illegal play there that they missed. They're searching for the threes, Bob. Look at it.
Christopher drives, takes it left hand and scores.
Six
points for Christopher. This is what Norwin did in the fourth quarter in the second meeting between these two teams.
Big Mac's a little back on their heels on the offensive end, Bob. Just not playing solid here.
34-27. Norwin on a 12-0 run. Stanton for three, too strong, doesn't follow. Obardo rebounds and pushes the issue. Obardo takes it into the paint. Ball knocked loose by Saunders, controlled by Jurosik. Three ball in flight. That's good as well.
Christopher.
Well, that's four threes for them.
Timeout, Canamac. 1:49 to play. Third quarter. Canna McMillan 34, Norwin 30. The Knights on a 15-0 run. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Tom, you've said a couple of times, don't rely on the three. But that's what the Big Macs do. I mean, I know they've been open shots.
But, Bob, when you're up 18 points, that's a shot you don't need. And when you start shooting them and missing them, you're giving the other team an opportunity to come down and catch up.
Barella gets across the timeline, now weaves into the lane. Nice feed across. Saunders missed the bunny. Barella keeps the rebound, hits the iron, won't go. Tie up and a foul going to be called on the Big Macs. That's the third foul of the quarter, and I think this is Saunders getting her. No, it's going to be Barella. Barella's first. They were going to sub Liv Ross in for Saunders, thinking she had picked up her fourth.
Well, the Big Macs had a good look, Bob. I mean, Faye Saunders had a point-blank shot. She just missed it.
15-point run for Norwin.
Got to be solid on the defensive end here. Nothing easy.
Christopher guarded by Claire. Take it right side. Brzezinski back to Claire. Looking inside. Jurosik's covered. Now they get the ball to the side of the lane, try to force it across. Brzezinski dribble it back out. Giannikas for three, well short. Long rebound into the corner. Saunders has it. A minute to play in the third. Barella across the timeline, ridden up the floor by Giannikas. Pass into traffic, forced by Stanton. Tried to get it to Claire, picked off.
Yeah, not a good look.
Obardo catch and shoot a three. That's an air ball caught on the far side, and a foul going to be called on Brzezinski. That'll be her third off the bench. Three fouls on each team here. Kylie Rodkey checking in, as does Annie Frazier and Aubrey Grainer, the three starters that started this third quarter and checked out really pretty early on. Right around that 7-0 run for the Big Macs. They're back on the floor now.
And in several games that I watched of Norton, that's what they do, Bob. They sub three at a time. I've seen them sub five at a time.
Inbound. Barella feeds it. Miller takes it across the timeline.
Got to take care of the basketball.
Ross on the floor for the Big Macs. Ball to the elbow. Barella, lob it inside. Claire, catch and score.
Well, that's what you got to do, Bob. You got to get the basketball into Madison Claire.
First points for the Big Macs in 6 minutes, and they have a six-point lead, 36-30. Obardo cut off. He's trying to spin toward the paint. Frazier, her shot won't go, and the ball hammered, but a foul going to be called. This one's going to be on Liv Ross. That's her second foul.
Well, and that was a situation where they had her pretty bottled up. Did not need to foul her on that. Just get your hands up high.
Annie Frazier, a 75% free throw shooter, short. Jackie DeMarinis checks in, and Christopher will check out.
And number 30, Julia Laurie.
Laurie checks in for Canna Mack. The Big Macs get Saunders out with their three fouls.
Well, trying to preserve her for the fourth quarter.
Three of nine are the Knights at the line. Second shot for Frazier also won't go. And Ross, after being guilty of fouling, rebounds the miss. Ball ahead. Barella, dish. Three ball near side, wide right. Rebound comes to the corner, and it's last touch on the shot. With just seconds of play, that's probably not a bad thing.
No, not a bad, because you had a good look. You have to take that because of the clock. But what you don't want to do here is foul. Make them throw something, that's it.
Obardo throws it, had it, perfect line, but line drive well short. End of three quarters. Canna McMillan, 36. Norwin, 30. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation here on WJPA.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Canna Mack leads 36-30. Norwin will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Tom, this is where not having been here before may come up, right?
You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, that is a concern. But I just think that if Canna McMillan can go back to doing what they were doing on the defensive end, make the shots difficult. No open looks. Don't overhelp on the drive. stay on the shooters, then they can rebound and they can come down and work offense. But they got to quit just firing up threes, Bob.
Christopher, Jurosic, and now Graney into the corner. Giannikas, cross court. Christopher's open for a three. It's short. Rebound, Claire.
Well, Coach John said they may go to a zone, and they did in that possession, and they got the rebound.
Big Max with the ball right at midcourt. Claire to Saunders outside the lane. Wrap it inside to Claire, and she's held up by Giannikas and will go to the line to shoot a couple.
Giannikas is giving the look to the official and shaking her head like, no, I didn't. But she got her across the arm.
Claire at the foul line to shoot two. Big Mac's first foul shot of the second half and just seventh of the ball game. No good.
Madison
Big
Claire.
Mac's now 2 of 7.
Yeah, 2 of 7. And Norwin 3 of 10, but she's normally a very good free throw shooter, Bob, so I'm going to say she'll make this one.
Claire's second effort is good. She's got a dozen points in the game. Big Mac's lead by 7.
All comes down to defense from here on in.
Giannikas goes through. Brzezinski on the dribble. Now to Christopher. Nice switch defensively. Christopher dribbles it off her heel, but gets the loose ball. Giannikas wanted to set up a three. Couldn't. Goes to Brzezinski. And now to Christopher. Far side. Corner. Three ball. Brzezinski. Short. Alone. Weak side rebound for Barella. Ball into the corner. And now back out to Lauren Barella. Three senior starters for the Big Macs. Miller got to put it on the deck. She almost got a 5-second count.
She sure did. Continue to run your offense. That's what you want to do.
Stanton up top beyond the three-point line for the college game. Claire finds Miller and now left side to Stanton. 6:40 to play. Canamac plus 7. 37-30. Ball comes near side to Sam Miller with a dozen points, all in the first half. Miller gets it back from Claire. Now pushing foul called. And, I don't know if this is on Graney for a push. Nope, it's going to be underneath. Giannikas picks up her third.
Yeah, that was Giannikas. I believe that was Sam Miller came across the lane and she shoved her in the back.
Barella inbounds to Claire. Miller feeds inside to Saunders. Kick it out. Barella, stop and pop, short. Rebound cleared by Brzezinski.
Got to get back.
Giannikas, steal to the far side. Christopher catch, quick first step. Giannikas, step back three is well short. Saunders rebounds. Barella leaves two knights in the wake. Near side, Miller cut it into the paint. She wants to dish it across. Stanton baseline jumper won't go. Rebound, Claire can't fight out of the tie-up. And a held ball, possession arrow, Canamac.
Well, there was a lot of contact on that. I'm surprised that wasn't a foul.
I got a held ball, Tom.
Oh, man.
I got a held ball.
That was close, Bob. I thought she came across the arm. I really did.
5:53 to play, fourth quarter. Canamac 37-30, baseline inbound. Get it at the elbow to Claire down the lane, and the ball knocked loose there. That's a foul, but not called. That's a foul.
I didn't want to say anything, but I was
okay.
Waiting for you to say it.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Inbound to Claire once again. No much further out.
No harm, no foul. Just continue to work your offense.
Near side. Barella looks in the corner to Miller. Pick and roll by Claire, but too well covered. Miller gets it to Claire. Drop step, goes up. Shot won't go, but a foul called. And Graney picks up her fourth.
Yeah, and that's a mismatch because Claire is so much taller. She really does play well back to the basket. So I like the idea. She set a ball screen, rolled to the basket, won the basketball, drew the foul. Now you got to make the foul shots here.
5:33 to play. 2.5 minutes into the quarter. Foul shot short.
3 for 9. She's been so good from the line throughout these playoffs, too.
Claire, 2 for 5 at the stripe. Second effort in flight. Short, but shooter's touch. So 50-50 proposition for Claire. Graney, pass. Back out to Christopher. Is tipped. Around to Obarto and now to the far corner to Frazier. Frazier dribbles out of there. 5:20 to play in the fourth. Christopher picks up her dribble. Get it baseline to Graney. Looks for a cutter. Obarto misses the shot. Rebound cleared by Saunders. And ahead to Borrello across the timeline. She'll dribble to open space. Find a cutter. Miller. And now back out to Claire. Reach in there by Obarto. And oh boy. Claire and Obarto got it going on.
They sure did, didn't they? Little bumping going on there.
4:50 to play. Down the lane, Borrello is fouled, going up to shoot a couple. She'll be at the stripe. 4:47 to play, fourth quarter. Kenna McMillan, 38. 30 for Norwell. We'll keep it here. Annie Frazier guilty of the foul. That's team's fourth.
Now, we saw how important free throws were in their previous win. They're not bigger than this.
First one for Lauren Borrella. Good. She's hit two of three. Canamac 39-30. 4:47 to play. Norwin last scored with the 1:49 remaining in the third. So that's 5 minutes. Second shot, shooter's touch. 10-point Big Macs lead. Lauren Borrella hits both. The Knights quickly up the floor. Christopher dribbles, can't get to the lane. Keeps the dribble going. Stanton keeps her out. Pass tipped back out to
Steele.
Christopher, and she lost it. Borrella down the lane.
Ooh.
Waits, and she stumbles, and that has a look of an ankle.
Oh, Bob, I
get up.
Let's get up. Get up. Okay, she's up.
Borrella. And catch your breath, stumbled there, and I tell you what, that had look of a twisted ankle, but it is not, and they're going to make it Norwin ball.
That did look like she turned the ankle. I really thought she was hurt, but she's okay.
Just under 4.5 minutes to play in the WPIL 5A Girls Championship game. Canna McMillan leading by 10. Obarto catches a pass that she didn't know was coming. Drive cut off. Back out to Christopher. Three. Deep. Rebound comes right where she should have gone. Borrello with the rebound and a foul called here in the midcourt area. Foul on Giannikas.
Obvious call there.
And that's five fouls now on Norwin. Two shots coming for the Big Macs.
Cannon McMillan is in the double bonus. They're shooting two the rest of the game. Lauren Borrello on the line.
Borrella to shoot two, hit a couple just a moment ago. Yep, shooter's touch again. A lot of rattle on that free throw make.
That's what they call the shooter's touch. You got every piece of the rim.
Five straight points for Canna McMillan. The only points of the fourth quarter, all coming at the line. And Borrella falls down again.
Well, she said she's going to have to get some ice packs after the game. Poor kid's getting beat up.
Canamac plus 12. Pass denied to Christopher. Miller with it. Feed it ahead to Claire for the lay-in.
Big basket, big steal for the Big Macs.
44-30. Macs plus 14 in their first ever WPIL Girls Basketball Championship game. Obarto looked at a 26-footer.
She'll shoot it.
She didn't take it. Christopher now on the dribble. Brings it to Giannikas. Can't get inside. Pass does, though. Turnaround by Graney. No good. Saunders rebounds the miss. Borrella trying to get by, and she's cut off by Graney. And Borrella going back to the foul line. With 3:19 to play, Canamac 44, Norwin 30. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Aubrey Graney is fouled out, replaced by Lennon Brzeski. Lauren Borrella going to the foul line now to shoot a couple. She has hit all four of her fourth quarter free throws. Can't get this one to go. That one hit hard.
Yeah, that rattled out easily. She's got a few bumps and bruises. She has played extremely hard.
Max, 6 of 9 in this quarter at the stripe. Second shot is good. 45-30. Big Max plus 15. Obardo catch, drive, gets a low screen from Yarosik. And the bucket for Obardo. First points for Norwin in about forever. Big Max went cold as well late in that third quarter.
Got to keep the basketball moving, Bob.
Down the lane, Barella's shot knocked out of bounds.
She had a nice drive, just a little bit deflection as she tried to scoop it up.
45-32, Canamac leads with 2:45 to play.
If I'm Canamac, I don't force anything. I let them.
Side of the lane, inbound play, shot won't go for Stanton. Had a nice look, didn't hit it. Yeah, Obardo catch and shoot a three. That's off the rim. Rebound, Yarosik goes back up, and Saunders, I think, going to get called for a foul. That
yes,
will be her
is.
Fourth.
That's her fourth.
First foul on the Big Max in this quarter. Yarosik at the free throw line.
Bob, I think I'd have pulled that out on that last possession that Stanton took. I know it was a wide-open look, but time off the score with the lead is so much more important than baskets now.
Yarosik short on the free throw. 3 of 11, Norwin.
Well, that's killing Norwin tonight. They're a good shooting team, Bob. They are 3 of 11.
Second shot is due, and that's good. 1 of 2. Two and a half to play in the championship game. The Big Macs get the ball across the timeline. Barella to Claire, out to the midcourt to Stanton. Stanton hassled by Brzezeski. Pass right at the feet of Miller, and now we're going to get the held ball? We are. Big Max. Now, yep. And good job there by Karen McCleary to expend to John Fontana. You got to have possession to call a timeout. Possession arrow points to Norwin.
Well, the Big Max will get the next possession arrow, but they got a guard here.
Obardo's drive, shot won't go. Yarosik with the rebound and the putback. She's
Elizabeth
got five
Yarosik.
In the game. Yarosik, I apologize. I've done that twice now, and I apologize. Miller, cross-court pass to Barella. 1:50 to play. Tic-tac-toe. Claire misses the layup inside. Beautiful pass from Stanton. And the Big Max just didn't hit it.
Yeah, that was a gorgeous pass.
45-35, Max plus 10. Rebound on the weak side, Brzezeski. Three ball, up and good for Giannikas.
Giannikas for three.
45-38, 90 seconds to play. And timeout Cannon Mack on the near side. That's their fourth. 1:24 to play in the game. Canamac plus 7 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Cannon McMillan has one full timeout remaining. Norwin has three timeouts. The Big Macs have the 7-point lead. Cannon McMillan scored the first points of the game 18 seconds in and have never been square since.
Well, they had a layup they should have made, and then they gave up a three. That's a 5-point swing. Now they got to take great care of the basketball, continue to move the ball. If you have a layup, look at this.
Barella is tied up. Possession arrow, Cannon McMillan.
Well, she never saw the other defender. You have to be aware right now that there is going to be a double team.
Well, that's just not a good inbound play right there into traffic.
It's horrible, to be honest with you.
They come out of the timeout and do that. Miller gives the ball off to Claire and now across to Barella. 1:15 remaining. Avoid the double team.
Right.
Miller, far side Saunders. Two-hand push, two-bounce pass gets through to Barella. She'll lob it out to Claire. Canamack up by 7, now with 60 seconds to play. Ball to Saunders. She'll dribble away from the pressure of Jurosik. Give the ball off to Barella and back to Saunders. Big Mac's not looking to go to the basket. And a foul going to be called on Obarto. Her second, two shots coming for Lauren Barella.
Well, that was a really good sequence offensively, playing keep away there by the Big Macs.
Timeout Norman, 45-38. Cannon McMillan with 50 seconds to play back on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
Lauren Barella going to the foul line. She'll take her seventh and eighth foul shots of this quarter.
And she's got to make these. This is big. I think she knocks these two free throws down. They can think about a championship.
45-38 Canamac. First one, nothing but net.
Boy, she looked good shooting that, didn't she, Bob? And I've got the Big Macs 10 for 17. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Second shot due. Barella short. And a rebound grab by Ava Christopher. Christopher, air ball three, caught underneath by Saunders. And now 40 seconds to play. And a foul. Barella gets knocked down again by Brzeski this time.
I think that last shot might have been deflected too, Bob. Not having our replay hurts. Can't see that.
Big Max will clear the lane with 36 seconds remaining. Barella at the line. 6 of 10 in the game, or 7 of 10, misses this one. Missed two in a row now.
Yeah, she's regrouping here. Just knock it in.
Canamack 46-38. Barella adds one to the lead. 8 points all at the foul line for Lauren Barella. Three ball. Janikas misses that. Claire catches underneath. Barella gets the ball and a foul going to be called Obarto. And I think Claire going to go shoot. No, they call it on Janikas. That's her fifth foul.
Okay. Barella's getting a lot of practice at the foul line.
And they'll have to substitute for Janikas. Foul shots coming for Barella when we come right back.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Barella at the line hits the first, second shot, perfect. Double digits for Lauren Barella and all at the free throw line. Quickly up the floor. Christopher takes a long range three, and that's way wide. Ball grab, shot put back up too strong for Rodkey, and the Big Macs get the rebound. It's going to be Stanton. She's fouled by Christopher, and the teams will walk at the other end. 12 seconds to play. Cannon McMillan in their first trip ever to the WPIO Girls Basketball Championship are going to win a title.
Unbelievable. What a season.
Shooting two.
Brooke Stanton goes to the foul line to shoot two. First one good. Big Macs have one field goal in his quarter.
Well, when you can make your foul shots, well, they had a couple good looks. They just missed them, Bob. A couple of those inside layups that they should have made. What an effort. Cannon McMillan, WPIL Girls Basketball 6A Champions.
Stanton's second effort at the line. If she makes it, she's going to check out, and she missed it.
Ah.
10 seconds to play, and a little trouble with Barto. Going to get up the floor, give it into the corner for a line drive two-pointer. Well, that won't go. Ball knocked loose, scramble for the loose ball, and the horn's going to sound. They're going to let the game expire, and Cannon McMillan is going to win it. Cannon McMillan 50, Norwin 38. We'll recap it for you when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
Elizabeth McLeod-Walls, President of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Cannon McMillan scored the first 6 points and 13 of the first 17. Big Macs led 13-7 at the end of one. Norwin never got even, never took the lead. Cannon Mac goes wire to wire, 18 seconds in to the finish, final points with 12 seconds to play.
And they did it once again by knocking down key free throws, Bob, and taking pretty good care of the basketball, I thought, against pressure. Did a really outstanding job on the defensive end, except for that one little run where they made a couple of threes there in a row. But other than that, you have to be, if you're Coach Fontana, you got to be so happy for your team, for the community, for the Big Macs. Congratulations to all the players, coaches, and the school. This is a first. I mean, they've never been here, and they end up winning the championship.
Big Macs give up a 15-point run in that third quarter. Went to silent for 6 minutes in scoring, and still had a 6-point lead when it ended.
Well, I think that was the key, and then they came down and made a couple of free throws to expand on that lead. And you could just see that they did a great job after I said, don't settle for those early threes. They continued to move the basketball, not force shots.
Cannon McMillan led 13-7 after one. Got a couple of more threes in the second quarter from Sam Miller. The Big Macs extended the lead with a 14-8 advantage in the second to lead 25-17.
Let's not forget the play of Izzy Babitsky, 12, Bella Riley Urso, Rutke. And Olivia Ross when they had foul trouble. They
Number
held 15, the fort down.
Anna second second half, the Big Macs with the 12 lead blew it out to 19, Eva scored the first 7 points of the third quarter to lead 34-15. But then that six-minute silence happened, and Norwin put up 15 points, including four different three-pointers, three different players, Janikas, Brzeski for two, and Christopher with another one. And the Knights had pulled back to within 34-30. That's as close as they would get. Max outscored by Norwin 15-9 in the second, but then a 14-8 advantage in the fourth, including 12 points at the foul line for Cannon McMillan. And the Big Macs get the win 50-38. We'll have more from the Peterson Event Center here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Number 23, Madison Clare, 15 Olivia points leading Ross. All scorers in the ball game. Sam Miller with 12 all in the first Number half, and Lauren Barella with 10 McKenzie all from Clare. The free throw line. Cannon McMillan 14 of 24 30, at the foul Julio line to pick up their 21st win of the year and their first ever WPIO girls basketball championship. Nobody in double figures on the Norwin side. Elizabeth Ava Christopher, who averages 11, settled for 9. Nia Obarto, who averages 10, got 8. Janikas, who averages 9, got 8. 6 for Lennon Brzeski and 5 for Elizabeth Urosic. Aubrey Graney, who had foul trouble early on and continued to do so, finished the game with 2. Norwin, 4 of 12 at the free throw line. The Knights dropped to 19-5. When they go to the state playoffs, Cannon McMillan will play at home in the opening round on Friday night. They'll host District 3 8th place finisher Governor Mifflin. The job after the celebration ends tonight for John Fontana will be to avoid the WPIL hangover and open the playoffs at home against Governor Mifflin.
And that has happened to so many teams, Bob. But I really do. I believe John knows exactly what he's doing. He'll give them a day or two off so they can soak it in and go right back to work.
For Norwin, WPIL runner-up for the second year in a row, the Knights will be on the road at District 6 champion Altoona on Friday night. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy.
If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Not the leading scorer, not the leading defender, but maybe 12 of the most important points in the ball game. Sam Miller going to be our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Trey. 12 points all in the first half that helped the Big Macs to that 12-point lead, and she's our player of the game.
And she was instrumental in getting the Big Macs off to the kind of start they needed to get the nerves out, Bob, playing in this unfamiliar environment. The other thing you have to keep in mind, Ken McMillan holds opponents to 37 points a game. They held this team to 38. That's just an outstanding job, a remarkable season that continues at home next Friday night for the Big Macs.
Final thoughts at the Peterson Event Center when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul. And knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington moving forward together. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. Coverage also brought to you by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. Coverage also brought to you by the Washington County Real Estate Expo coming up March 12th at W&J College. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Coming up next on WJPA.com, it's the finale of the WPIO Basketball Championships. Number one, Chartiers Valley takes on number three, Thomas Jefferson, for the 5A Boys Championship. CV looking to defend its title. TJ making its first appearance in the finals in nearly 40 years, seeking its first ever Boys Basketball Championship. Then we get a few days to catch our breath. PIAA basketball brackets will be released tomorrow afternoon, with first round games split over Friday and Saturday next weekend. Starting Thursday morning, we'll bring home live coverage of the PIAA Wrestling Championships from Hershey, our 77th consecutive year as the radio home of the state wrestling tournament. Thanks to head coaches John Fontana, Brian Brzeski, and their staffs, to the WPIL Basketball Committee and executive staff, and to the folks here at the University of Pittsburgh Peterson Event Center. For my partner Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us here on Pennsylvania's Radio Sports Leader for more than 80 years. Some stations want to be the flagship. Have at it. We'll just keep on being the workhorse. From the WPIL 6A Girls Basketball Championship, your final score, Canna McMillan 50, Norwin 38. The Big Macs win their first ever WPIL Championship. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.